Let me know when the recording has begun, and we will go into the final the update from Rob Hogarth on the uniformity of contracts to address registration abuse. So, operator, please confirm, and we'll start the session.
Now, to click, moving it forward and backwards.
Just do that.
The time is 3:46. The session may begin.
Thank you very much. Welcome back, everyone. We will now discuss uniformity of contracts to address registration abuse. And Rob Hogarth from ICANN staff will take us through the final issue report and explain what's in it, I hope.
I'm glad we closely worked on that introduction. Thank you very much, Mr. Chairman. This next issue addresses a fundamental issue facing many in the internet ecosystem. That's how to address various types of abuse. One of the potential tactics in the battle against abuse is to essentially identify specific strategies that work and encourage all industry players to act in unison to approach those. So one of the ideas that the community developed and discussed ultimately with the GNSO Council was to look at uniform contract provisions targeting specific types of registration abuse. And that's the general overview of what this topic is. Why is it important? Well, as we went through our research and basically reviewed the research of others and previous working groups, it was very clear that registration and use abuse continues to exist in at least 11 different forms, that registration abuse does impact the security and stability of the internet. There are efforts that various members of the community have engaged in that have actually been successful in combating some of these abuses, and that there's a general desire by some in the industry to see if there are consistent and uniform ways to adopt some of these best practices and some of the activities that have worked well. And so the council commissioned a working group to look into this about 3 years ago. The Registration Abuse Policies Working Group. And one of the recommendations that working group brought back was that the council should consider evaluating whether a minimum base, and I'm going to read specifically, whether a minimum baseline of registration abuse provisions should be created for all in-scope ICANN agreements. And if created, evaluate how such language should be structured to address the most common forms of registration abuse. Now, this recommendation was one of 14 specific recommendations that were made by the RAP working group. And this is one of their recommendations. I believe we had some conversations yesterday that touched on some other recommendations that the RAP working group made. But this is the specific one that is the topic for this issue's report. So based on the instructions that the council provided to staff, we embarked on the research and the efforts to prepare a preliminary issues report. That was completed by the staff and went out for public notice and comment. Staff took back that feedback, adjusted the document itself, and came up with a final issues report, which you all have before you now. Essentially, The issues report focuses on four general areas. Looks at the recent history of the various inquiries that have been made on this. Looked at various types of existing forms of industry agreements. We have in the paper an analysis of some of the specific agreements that exist. And then there was an ultimate determination that's required in all issues reports to determine whether the topic, in this case abuse, is within the scope of the GNSO policy work. So where does that leave us? Well, you set me up, Stefan, to talk about what the issues report recommends. I'm going to touch on the four major highlights here. Based upon the research that the staff did, the options and recommendations are to initiate a formal PDP, and as part of that, form a working group to, one, study specific registration abuses, two, identify specific anti-abuse practices, and three, determine if uniform provisions would work. And if so, The working group would then set benchmarks and define reporting requirements. Now, there was some discussion again yesterday about how that might be done in view of some of the other perspectives on this issue. One of the aspects that staff looked at in this regard was to consider doing some initial research, either internally with the existing staff resources or with a vendor, to examine some of these practices, the top three that I identified there, or as an alternative to a PDP, to ask staff directly to just move forward for input from the community, draft potential uniform provisions for review and comment. That's the 30-page report in a very broad sort of sense. I imagine some of you have read the executive summary, some of you have read the whole thing, but I'm happy to entertain any questions or discussions. Thank you.
Sorry, I was asking to be put in the queue. So, thank you, Rob, and I appreciate the work you've done on this. Unfortunately, I think this is an area that should have never gone to a issue report. I think this is one of those things that unfortunately gets kind of caught up by the low threshold of getting an issue report, and then it's still a low threshold for a PDP. But I want to remind everyone here, which is very few people, so I'll probably have to say it again at the council meeting. So I went back, and I was actually a member of this working group back in 2009. I almost forgot I was. But then I looked back, and this was a recommendation. Unlike all of the other ones that we've implemented, this one did not have any form of consensus. It was labeled, and I think probably mislabeled if you go back to the records, as strong support. But let me read out the list. There were 14 people that quote, voted on it. There were 8 in favor and 6 that were against. And so you go, okay, well, that's 8. So 8 out of 14, that's a majority strong support. But you look a little deeper. Everybody that supported it were all members of the business constituency, all 8. The 6 people that opposed it were spread out from the registries, the registrars, and the non-commercial stakeholder group. The people in favor of it were Barry Cobb, who at the time was a BC member, Fred Feldman from Mark Monitor, BC member, Mikey O'Connor, BC member, someone with the last name of Q-U-E-E-R-N, who's also a business constituency member, Rod Rasmussen with Internet Identity, which also happens to participate in the BC, Mike Rodebog, who is the BC, another person from Mark Monitor, and Martin Sutton, who is a member of the BC. So everyone that supported it was a member of the BC. And then the people that opposed it were Greg Aaron from the registries, myself from the registries, Nacho.